It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Emma Watson was slammed on Twitter after showing off a temporary tattoo on her arm reading Time's Up without the apostrophe. Watson wore a sleeveless dress to the Vanity Fair's Oscar party with the ink on full display, and Twitter exploded with both criticism and support. I say she's an idiot. I don't know why no one spell checked. I can't.
I had a dream that somebody did a tattoo wrong on me, not even related to that story.
I don't have a problem with what the tattoo means. I'm just like, why would you not? Why would no one tell her? She has a whole staff around her at all times. Why would no one say, hey, that's kind of like a grammatical error there. Rick Ross is now home after four days in the hospital. Ross went home early Monday morning and is now receiving care at his house. Netflix has officially renewed Black Mirror. They made the announcement yesterday.
Yes!
And I think it's not going to be till, like you said, New Year's or something.
December 30th. Boo! Hurry up!
Beyonce and Jay-Z got fans excited yesterday when an announcement for an On the Run 2 tour popped up on Beyonce's Facebook and Ticketmaster, but they were taken down pretty quickly. The social media pages listed one show on July 30th to stop at the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The Ticketmaster page featured a countdown to a March 6th pre-sale at 10 a.m. Now, here's the good stuff! Forget all that. I just had to put that in there because Joe was like, you got to put some other stuff in there. But I didn't want to. I only wanted to talk about this.
I think people are excited what you're about to talk about, but I don't think that's the only big entertainment story. Go ahead.
It is. Chances are you watched part one of The Bachelor finale last night. And if you didn't watch The Bachelor, even if you didn't watch The Bachelor normally, or you don't watch The Bachelor normally, because this was, I mean, ABC always brags it's going to be the most dramatic of all time, blah, 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 and we always make fun of it. But this was for real the most dramatic finale of all time. They really delivered. And this is your one and only spoiler alert warning right here if you hate
spoiler
yourself
alert
and you didn't watch spoiler live on TV alert last night. So all of you DVR people, be warned. I'm about to dive in deep here into The Bachelor. So at first last night, everything seems great and goes according to plan. Ari dumps Lauren B, a.k.a. the girl with the personality of beige carpet, first.
I have loved that you broke down those walls, you know? Last night, I was awake all night thinking about this moment, and I wanted it so bad for us, but there was something that was holding me back, and I can't go through with it.
Then we started getting into the questionable territory because Ari admits to Lauren that he didn't even know what he was going to do until a few hours beforehand.
Why did you do that?
I didn't know fully until this morning. I was in love with her, I was in love with you, and
Lauren seemed more pissed than sad in the limo home, in my opinion.
I feel betrayed. How could you do that to somebody? I don't get it. He just completely blindsided me. My guard down. I let someone in and it still didn't work out.
I feel like that's in every Bachelor, Bachelorette. I let my guard down. Well, that's what you do in a relationship. Get
that's
over
true
yourself.
And then we get to Ari's proposal to Becca, which again seems perfect. Very happy couple.
This morning I woke up and I thought about you, and I thought about you and our kids together. I thought about us when we were old. And I choose you today, but I choose you every day from here on out. I love you so much.
I love you.
Becca, will you marry me?
Of course.
So, yay, Becca and Ari are engaged. Everyone's so in love, blah, blah, blah. Wrong! First thing that happened was her rose broke when he gave her her final rose. I'm like, if that ain't foreshadowing, I don't know. You know,
is
the Bachelor.
That a sign?
Thing fell on the floor.
Yeah, the Bachelor interns were back there. They were like weakening it. They put a little couple snips in there, so that would happen, I think. So that was sketchy. And then the producers and Ari, this is where it gets good. So the producers and Ari lie to Becca and tell her that they need them to get together in LA. Mind you, 2 months. This isn't like 2 days after that finale. This is 2 months into their engagement so that they can see how well they're doing. What's really about to happen, though, is that Ari is about to break up with his fiance on TV, and she has no idea that it's coming. So before he walks into where she's staying, he kind of explains why he's about to do this.
Sometimes when I'm doing these little getaways with Becca, I think about, oh, how would this be with Lauren? And it just kills me because I have a great woman right next to me.
You do?
I go to bed and I think about Lauren, and I wake up and I think about Lauren.
Dude, you might have those thoughts. You don't admit that to everybody.
Yes, and then for the first time in reality TV history last night, we saw the entire breakup unedited.
We left Peru, and I didn't want to be as honest with you as I could have been about how conflicted I was. And I tried to deal with that emotion, and I leaned on everybody that I could about how to get over that heartbreak. And I thought that that heartbreak would go away, and it just never went away. And I don't think it's fair to be half in with you. I don't think it's fair for us to continue and to know that my head's somewhere else.
So are you going to be half in with her?
No.
So,
wow.
At first, I think she was kind of in disbelief or whatever.
Shock.
Then she gets really emotional.
Being with you, although it's been everything that I wanted, I still think about her.
Do you want to be back with her?
I want to see if there's that possibility.
Are you kidding me? Okay, look, I don't even know what to say right now.
I was so conflicted in Peru, and...
Right, you were conflicted, but you should have then thought about if you were even ready to get engaged.
Exactly. Yes, Becca! And then she just gets crazy.
I can feel like my future was ripped away. Like, I love you, and I obviously want you to be happy, and it's not me, but...
I mean, there was, like, literally 25 minutes of them awkwardly walking around, her asking him to leave, him, like, not leaving. It was, like, a whole thing. You have to go back and watch.
God.
Now, I'm going to say something, and you may not like it, but I don't care. When you get your own radio show, you can say what you want. I saw almost everyone on social media last night acting appalled, disgusted, threatening to never watch The Bachelor again for filming Ari breaking up with Becca and airing it on live TV. Even former Bachelor people were going in on it, like Sean Lowe was saying, like, this should never have been filmed, whatever. Here's the thing, and I say this because I keep it very transparent and very real. Save the virtue signaling for literally anything else. Get real with this. You're writing a Facebook status tagging ABC saying that this was the most horrific thing you've ever seen and will never watch it again. And I'm willing to bet my life on it that absolutely zero of you turned your TV off. So face the facts. This was the best moment in reality TV history, let alone The Bachelor history, in probably over a decade. Did it suck for Becca in the moment to have to process feelings like that on camera? Of course. But she ain't mad anymore, and let me tell you why. This girl is about to be the most famous bachelorette they have ever had. Now, no official announcements have been made, but no one in the history of the show has had a better built-in storyline than this girl. I mean, she's going to be the next bachelorette. America will love her. She'll never have to work a real job again because she will be living off, you know, teddy bear hair, Instagram money. So don't be a fake. You watched and you know it was juicy AF. Tonight is part two of the finale, and Lauren, Becca, and Ari are all going to sit down together, and we're going to find out what happened when he went back with Lauren, and then, of course, we'll recap that tomorrow as well.
That's why you don't watch that kind of trash. But apparently everybody loves it.